here's a formula that works. Invite veterans and civilians to run together in a casual setting and let the conversations and friendships develop naturally. That's the idea with Team Red, White, and Blue. It's a national organization with 115 chapters around the country. And it all started with just one chapter a few years ago in Ann Arbor. In fact, if you roll into Gallup Park in Ann Arbor on any Saturday morning, look for the group of people with the Team RWB t-shirts. Also look for the guy carrying a giant American flag that he's about to run with, along with a backpack full of bricks for a variation on his workout.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for coming, especially we got Detroit.
Anyone is welcome here to run or walk a four-mile loop through the park. I'm running with member Sarah Robb and chapter captain Ryan Taylor. Robb asks me if I ever think I'll do a marathon.
No. Half maybe.
That's what I thought.
Well,
never say never.
No, I did okay. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open.
Yes.
But at this point, no.
Yeah. Half marathons are really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robb was with the Vermont Army National Guard in Afghanistan. She's also a passionate runner, and she just moved to the area. She says this is a fun way to meet other people who like to work out and also to connect with other vets. In a Red, White, and Blue chapter, about 70% of the people are veterans and about 30% are civilians. And the vets appreciate that this is a place they can talk about their military experience if they want to or not. Marine vet Ryan Taylor says when his civilian friends ask questions about his time in Iraq, it can be awkward.
You know, like, they just don't really get it. Like, I've known them all, like, forever, but they just don't understand. Like, you know, did you shoot anyone, you know, or, you know, what's it like? You know, and you can't sum it up, what's it like? You know, I mean, it's, for me, it was 4 years. I can't sum it up in one sentence. You know, you want to know what it's like? Go and join.
It's awkward. Mostly because people preface it with, oh, I don't mean to be rude, or do you mind if I ask?
That's Sarah Robb. She says she often doesn't tell people she's a veteran.
I just don't share my experiences with people, and it's personal. It's deeply personal.
She says the people in this group just get it, and no one forces you to talk about anything you don't want to.
You just show up, and you're hanging out with a bunch of your friends.
And camaraderie is what Team RWB is all about. Marine vet Taylor went through a divorce last year. He came home, and his wife had left and taken a bunch of stuff from the house.
I kind of sat down on the floor, and I just lost it, and I sent one of my friends a text.
He sent a text to Mike Lennis, another Team RWB member, who's a civilian, not a vet. The text said something like this: my house is half empty. This is awful. I can't believe this is actually happening. What am I going to do?
And he didn't respond. He came over 10 minutes later, and picked me up off the floor and took me to his house, and I stayed over there the next few days.
Taylor says that gesture was a big deal.
He was the first person that popped in my mind to contact, and it meant the world. Like I said, no strings attached, and he wasn't even in the military, you know, and the fact that he came over and did that and took me to his house and we didn't have to talk about it, you know, but he knew, and it was, you know, I can't thank him enough, and he knows that.
Isolation is a huge issue with veterans, but the leaders of Team RWB say this program is about making a supportive and positive environment where vets can be themselves and be social. And Team RWB does other things like barbecues and yoga classes, and they run races together. Before Taylor joined the group, he couldn't run a mile. Not that long ago, he ran a marathon. Taylor says if he had not found Team RWB, his Saturday mornings would look a lot different than a weekly run.
I mean, honestly, I'd probably be pretty hungover today and just sitting around my apartment all day and looking to go out again tonight.
Taylor says after he left the Marines, there was something missing in his life. But now that he's found this group, it's made him whole again. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.